Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Gee, there's some good, solid New South Wales country racing coming up. We've got that showcase tomorrow at Coffs Harbour. Sunday, we've got two terrific meetings. The showcase meeting at Coonamble with the Cannonball being the feature. The Wagga Wagga winter sprints on there on Sunday as well. And then you close in on Sunday, June 30. It's John Carlton Quality Day at Grafton, which really does kick it off for the famous July Carnival. And Michael Beattie, the CEO of the Clarence River Jockey Club, is joining us. Morning, Mike.
Yes, good morning to you, Andrew.
Always plenty going on at this time of the year up at Grafton. And I will explain to our listeners, you've done a little bit of a rejig on the carnival this year.
Yeah, just a slight rejig, Andrew. We think it's going to be absolutely fantastic for us. Look, the reality is it was probably forced upon us because Westlawn Day, which is the day that hosts the John Carlton Cup and the Grafton Cup prelude, was always held on the Thursday prior to the Grafton Cup meeting. Unfortunately, and in school holidays. Unfortunately, last year, the school holiday part of things fell apart and the crowd was down significantly. And at the end of the carnival last year, we had a bit of a debrief and we went to Racing New South Wales and said, look, this has been a great day for us, but we don't want it to wither on the vine as far as public participation is concerned, which the figures last year really did indicate that it would. The crowd was down by nearly 50%.
Mm.
And we asked Racing New South Wales, even though the dates had already been completed for this current racing season, if we could move this day forward 4 days and move it back to the previous Sunday. Now, the Tweed River Jockey Club at Moolumbar held that date. They were happy to work with us and move back into our date in July. And Racing New South Wales made the change come forward. And look, I think it's going to be, it'll obviously work from a crowd participation point, but where it will be really good is for the horses that are running in the preludes. We effectively now run four preludes on that day, which is Sunday, June the 30th, into major races over the carnival. But they're always a little bit tricky with only the 7 or 8 day turnaround. And now coming back to the 10 or 11 days, it will make a really big difference to the horses. And we think it's a great change. And we really think that the trainers will love it.
Well, the Sunday particularly just allows the people to get out there and enjoy it, as you've well explained there with the school holidays. But you mentioned the break. You know, that's Sunday, June 30, with the Grafton Cup prelude over the 2200. They've now got through until...
Yeah, 10 days, I think it works out.
Yeah, 10 days, yeah, it does. Yeah, just over 10 days to July 11 for the Grafton Cup. So it'll allow those stayers to get over their first race that race and prepare for the Cup.
And Andrew, I'm already fielding phone calls from probably more our major country trainers who have got horses that they want to run in the feature events over the carnival. That know that they're just in that benchmark position where they might not force their way into the field. And the beauty of Westlawn Prelude Day is that the John Carlton Cup winner gets into the Ramorny, exempt of ballot. The Grafton Cup Prelude winner gets into the Grafton Cup, exempt from ballot. The Grafton Guineas Prelude winner gets into the Guineas, exempt from ballot. And the two-year-old winner on that day gets in the Springboard to Fame, which is our big two-year-old race, exempt from ballot. So it really makes the day such an integral part of the carnival.
Understand. So you've got that meeting on the 30th, and then you get to South Grafton Cup Day on Sunday, July 7, and then that follows into the Wednesday and the Thursday, the 10th and the 11th, with the Ramorny and the Cup. And obviously that's the peak time, but what is the reaction? You mentioned about the Sunday, the new Sunday program coming up on the 30th, but overall, has it got a similar feel with people visiting?
Look, I've got to say it has, Andrew. I suppose, you know, the reality is I'll talk about the usual suspects who have already been on the phone to me. I've been speaking to Darren Biedman from Godolphin. They're certainly bringing a team of horses. I've had a discussion with Greg Hickman the other day when I was at the sales, and Greg's hoping to bring a couple of horses. Chris Munth, I spoke to Chris through the week. I must admit, I was hoping that First Crush would come back and run in the Grafton Cup, but he thought he was a little disappointing at Ipswich. He hasn't been happy with him this preparation, so he's going out to have a blow. We won't get him back, but Chris suggested that he certainly was having a look a couple of horses for the Ramorny. I haven't obviously been able to get into to Toby Edmonds here for a couple of weeks. He's been troughing it over in the old dart, but I have no doubt that he'll be a major supporter of the carnival again. And then trainers like Sue Grills and Tony Newing that are great supporters of the Grafton Carnival for many, many years, they've already rung up and booked their stabling. So, yeah, Andrew, the interest is as high as it could ever be. You know, I know we talk about this a lot, but we've had a really stellar year in the way we've been able to prepare our racing surface. Drew Cookson, our track manager, has done a fantastic job. We did a couple of minor changes. This sounds incredible when I try and explain it, but we did some minor changes to an outside fence in August and September of last year, and where we had a little bit of a bottleneck when we put the rail out near the 1,400 metres and it restricted what we were able to do with our rail movements. We went through and rectified that issue last August, and that's given us a lot more flexibility with the rail movements, which means the wear patterns on the track are easier to manage. I don't think we've ever had the track in better order coming into a July carnival.
No, that's fantastic. I thought you were going to say Cozzy had been on the phone. He's really chomping at the bit. He's having the whole week there. He wants days off. He wants to be on air. He wants to be a part of it, Sean. So he'll be up there for Ramorny and Grafton Cup Day. And just finally, I note that I'm getting text messages here. Okay, Munsey, I'm going to mention there's a big luncheon there on Monday, July 8, where, well, Glenn Munsey's the guest speaker.
Yes, it's going to be very, very interesting. We try and give it our luncheon with a barrier draw luncheon on the Monday a focus every year, and this year we're focusing on punting stories. So we've got Glenn Munsey, who will obviously have lots of very, very colourful stories. He's going to speak for the first 14 hours. And then after that, we're going to have Laurie Bricknell on. So, yeah, it'll be a really good day, the luncheon. It's funny you mention both the luncheon and Cozzy, because we're just in the process of working out our staffing for the luncheon. I'm in a meeting doing that at the moment. And when you were trying to contact me this morning to organise whether I was right to come on, I was actually on the phone to Cozzy organising his itinerary for the week. So, we're all on the same page up here at Grafton at the moment, Andrew, that's for sure.
Yeah, it should be. And Duff is even getting into it. He's just texted me saying that could be the longest lunch in history, with Glenn Munsey being the guest speaker and with Sean there and Laurie Bricknell. So it's Monday, July 8. It's at the racecourse, and more details, you can contact the race club and get all the detail about being there. But the tickets are going quick for the Glenn Munsey luncheon. Let's promote it that way for the draws for the Ramorny and the Cup.
It'll be a really big day. Now, listen, there's one little thing about the Duff. He just doesn't want to be too cheeky, because he has to remember that I used to have to endure him in the steward's room hour upon hour trying to tell me why he wasn't guilty of doing wrong in races. So he's on the chat himself, don't worry.
He tells me that he was a very clean jockey, the Duff, but you tell me a different one. I'm now perplexed who I go with. Is it Duff or do I go with a steward in that time?
You know the rules. You always go with the officials. You know the rules.
All right. Looking forward to it. Grafton, Sunday, June 30, John Carlton Day, Westlawn Day, and the Cup prelude. We'll talk more about it, obviously. Thanks very much, mate.
No, thanks for your time, Andrew. Bye-bye.